The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 4th, 1977, in Bombay, India.
Now I honor the mission to re-establish the division of the society according to.
But sir, even without we dividing them, to tell the truth, nature has divided it.
No, nature has divided it. But we are taking the post of some position without quality.
That is what you say, that the Shudras have come in possession of the power and government.
Yeah.
They are real Shudras. They have got no that quality of governing.
What can be done? There is no Kshatriya.
They govern for themselves, they are not for people. Lords.
There is no Brahmana in the society.
If they are there, you know, they are not heard of.
No, they are us, just like we are creators, the Brahmana, all over the world. Not many, but some of them. There is at least one ideal class. But the modern societies, they do not want Brahman. Neither anyone is interested to become a Brahman. That is animal society. You cannot ask a dog, please come here, I shall train you as a Brahman. That is not possible.
Our mixing up with the Western type of society is in
Western. Western, we don't speak.
We have actually imbibed that spirit of social, arrangement or management. Otherwise, up to the other day, we were well, classified, social orders. After doing last 50 and 100 years, perhaps, we have lost our real mind.
It is necessary that in this society, all classes of man must be there. Then it will be in order.
The classes are order. The classes are complementary to them. That is right. Classes are complementary.
Yes.
The highest evolved man, the brain trust of the country, has got to be poor and has to be protected by other men. That is the highest. Otherwise, if a man with a brain becomes rascal, that is what is happening today.
They are called duskriti. They have got merit. They have got merit, but engaged in sinful activity. That is called duskriti. Kriti means meritorious. Duskriti, they are now the education is there, but their brain is misused. That is called duskriti. Therefore, they do not believe in God. Big, big men, they are nirakar bhaji.
This education is no education. The education that was really imparted by Vishnu.
Education, this is craftsmanship.
I had an opportunity to speak on education in the University of Bombay as a member of the Senate. And all the members of the Senate and syndicate said, well, we could not help it because it has been so planned by the government. So this is not the education that we give. We are just giving them, instruction how to read and write. The real education is the education of the mind by which you can discriminate what is right from the wrong and follow the right. That is what was the education given by the ancient rishis. Modern universities are humbug things to me. The way I observed the University of Bombay working for 10 years as I am a member of the Senate is humbug. The curriculum is humbug, the management is humbug, everything. The mode of examination is also like that.
Because they are not conducted by really educated.
The education that has been actually put in practice in India by Macaulay was just to prepare people to run the institution.
Where is Giriraj?
Giriraj.
Can I call him? He said, Giriraj, that there is some declaration by Vinoba Bhave that I am now going to retire.
You?
Vinoba
retire.
Completely. And now I shall endeavor for moksha. So, that means till now he was not on the liberation platform.
Yes, he is Vinoba Ji, really a Brahmin.
Yes, I know that.
Truly a Brahmin.
Brahman is Satogun. That may be. But that does not mean liberation. There is knowledge. At least he understands what is liberation and what is not.
Knowledge put in practice is, vijnan. Jnana, vijnana, sir.
So, if he is trying for becoming liberated, it is understood that he was not liberated.
He must have been disillusioned by all this. He has really done work in this way that anybody could be disillusioned.
Now, our point is that if you are not liberated, how you can become leader?
Yes.
That is cheating.
There is no judgment here. The political, socio-political, what you can call it, some, I don't know the problem.
Our point is that if you do not get knowledge from a liberated person, that knowledge is useless. That is cheating. Just like a child, if he takes your direction, his liberation. And if he acts according to his childish nature, then his condition. If you take Krishna's instruction, then you are liberated. If you manufacture your own idea, then you are condition. Child is not actually liberated, he is child. But because he takes blindly the direction of the father, he is liberated. That is Mame Vaja Prabhupada. Anyone who has surrendered to Krishna and strictly follows Krishna's service, otherwise, if he manufactures idea, then it's gone.
This is what Sarvadharman Parityaja.
Yeah, and it is very easy. Henceforward, I shall simply follow what Krishna says. That's all. You become the way. It is 1 minute's task, simply to decide. No more my concoction, my imagination. Then he's here.
But this decision, all these things, is done by the mind, which has got all
mind
the
mind may be,
vatnas of the past birth.
If I ask the mind that you cannot do anything except for Krishna's sake, then you are liberated. Very easy. You see, we are doing this thing. We are not liberated. I am not liberated. But I am presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all. That's my view.
So, you mean Sveshya Karma Nagarat Sanskritam Vartam? That is your duty you have taken. That is what you say.
That verse is very important. Mami was a perfect danger. Maya was a perfect danger. As soon as you become fully surrender to Krishna, pure devotee. Not a liberated means one has to grow four hands and eight legs, no. Simply you have to change the consciousness, and henceforward I shall act only as directed by Krishna. That's all, pure devotee. It is one
minute. How you get that direction, moment by moment, hour by hour?
By his representative, by his words, they are present. What is it difficult to get his direction? But with deepani pati in Apari Krishna, one who has seen, one who has understood Krishna, take direction from him. He is my representative. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. If you get a right guru, then you are liberated. If you follow the direction, if you want to please him, just a prasad, bhagavat, then you are liberated. Otherwise, what is the meaning of this? Mame vaja prabhata. There is no need of waiting for liberation. As soon as one surrenders to me, he is immediately above the platform of Maya. Aham ta sadmukha brimha mukhasya. Hare Krishna. So what was the Vinoba Bhave's statement published in the paper?
That he's not going to give any more public lectures, and he's not going to give any more advice to any institution.
But now he's thinking that it is useless. Otherwise, I say like that. Moksha is going to drive for moksha.
Yes, he's saying that by reducing these activities, he wants to get moksha.
Yeah. Our point is that if he was not on the platform of moksha, liberation, why did he waste his time by spoiling himself and by spoiling others? Now he has come to his senses, that is good, but it is to be understood that he simply spoiled his time and spoiled others' career by misleading them. Thus, without being liberated, nobody can guide anyone. That is useless. That is andhagathandai rupaniyamana. If you have no eyes, then how can you lead others? If you are blind and they are blind, then what is the use of becoming their leaders? Actually, all these so-called leaders and scholars, they are blind themselves and they have become big, big leaders. That is the misfortune of the present world. Therefore, our proposition is we take direction from Krishna and his representative. That is helpful. Try to understand this point. Our system, parampara system, is that I am just like disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. I don't say that I am liberated. I am conditioned. But because I am following the instruction of Bhakti Siddhanta, I am liberated. This is the distinction between condition and liberation. When one is under the direction of a liberated person,
the same thing, electricity. The copper is not electricity, but when it is charged with electricity, if it is touched, that is electricity. And similarly, this parampara system, the electricity is going to. If you cut the parampara system, then there is no electricity. Therefore it is stressed somewhat. Sakalena mahata jovanasta parampara. The electricity is lost. These people, they do not. Now, at the fag end of life, they are thinking, if an intelligent person, what I have done actually. If one has sense, he should come to this understanding. By cutting some, dead trees, the civilization began by cutting dead trees, is it not? Abhinava Bhavani, he began his leadership 40 years ago by cutting Gandhi also, civilization. So, this kind of leadership might have been little enthusiasm for the time being, but actually what people gain from that.
Shishwa-syamanta-kale-ji yama-nirvanam. He thinks that at the last moment he comes to that stage,
That is very good, but once we should know also that so long, whatever he had done, that is from the blind platform. So nobody has gained it. And if it was on the real platform, then sarpamapi asya dharmasya trayati mahatera. Krishna Bhakti is such a nice thing that even there are many places this can find. Even a person in Krishna Bhakti state falls down, being immature. Now, what is the loss there?
No.
What is the loss there?
There is no loss, as Krishna is.
So that is it. Krishna Bhakti, little done. And what does he gain if he does not take Krishna Bhakti and does his duty? What does he gain? Abhajatana sadharmata. He strictly follows his occupational duty. But he is not a bhakta. What does he gain? Prakta sadhanmam charanam bhujam bhaye. Can anyone score these guys?
The bhakti is your swakarma tam abhyaksha. That is the beginning.
That is also bhakti. But bhakti means he must be conscious that Krishna is my Lord, I have decided. That is the beginning.
Unless he is not conscious, how can he do work for
it? Yes. That is the beginning. Then it becomes filled more and more and more and more by sadhu. Sevan mukhi hi jivaga. Then he realizes his position. Same was position. The more he advances in sevan mukhi, by service, God becomes revealed to him. And then buddhi-yogam dadamitam. Then as he becomes more confidential, then he is imparted buddhi-yogam, means bhakti-yogam.
What is that bhakti jana? Jena mam upajanti. That bhakti jana, by which he can come back to me. Not back, bhakti jana, which is remaining here in this rocking place. Jena mam upajanti. Tisham satavyuktana, bhajatan, pridhijoga. Buddha yoga, mudadanita. He can receive that buddha yoga. What is that buddha yoga? Jena mam upajanti. So this is required. This is the ultimate goal.
That buddha yoga which you have left undone in the previous month, God, if His mercy gives you that buddha yoga,
that buddha yoga continues. Continues. If it is unfinished, unless the buddhi yoga is complete, one is
then
not allowed. If one is not allowed. He remains within this material world, very opulent position, position like Indra, Chandra, Brahma. They are devotees, but not pure devotees. They have got some tinge for material enjoyment. Therefore they are given big, big posts. One has become Brahma, one has become the king of heaven, one has become the king of moon, planet, sun, planet. They are not ordinary living beings.
You mean ananya bhakti, not ananya bhakti?
No, they had some thing that by bhakti I shall enjoy this material. And bhakti means annabhyasita sunno. I am not at all niskincha. Niskinchana sa bhagavad bhajanur mukam. They don't care for this Brahma's post or Indra's post. They don't care.
Bhakti avivichari. Bhakti
avivichari. Kaivallam narakayate. For a devotee, this kaivalya sukh of the Mayavad impersonally.
Just like
that. It is the hell. What is it like? It is that. So who will understand? Bhakti is so exalted. Kaivalya narakayate. And heaven, tidasapura akasa puspaya. The heavenly planets, they are below the wisp. Phantasmagoria, very visible. Kaivalya narakayate. Tidasapura akasa puspaya. Duddhanta Indra Kala Sattva Patali, Karmi Jnani. Jnani wants Kaivalya. And Karmi wants heavenly, happy life. And the Yogi, Yogi wants to control the senses. So, he says that, yes, we know the senses are very powerful. Duddhanta Indra Kala Sattva Patali, Indriya. It is just like snake. If you play with snake, you do not know. At any moment, death is there. By biting. So although these indriyas are like snakes, kala sarpa, venomous serpent, but putkhata don't try. We have, what is called? Extricated. No?
Extracted.
The fangs. What is it? The fans in the chakna, it may do like it is useless. Similarly, for a devotee, the indriyas are dangerous. But because devotee, rishikena, rishikesa, they have engaged their indriyas in the service of the Lord, the fans are chakna. Duddhanta indriya kala satpada, patrali, prakhata dhanastraya. Vishang Purnam Sukhayat. The whole universe for them is very happy. Everyone is saying it is very unhappy. For them it is very happy. Because he does not see anything which is not suitable for Krishna's service. Vishang Purnam Sukhayat. Kaivallam Narakayat. Tidasapura Akasa Puspayat. Duddhanta. Indriya kala sattva patri bhutkhala vishyam purnam sukhaya. The Vidhi Mahandyadis cha kichaya. at the post of Vidhi, meaning Brahma and Mahendra. So what is this? Kitai. It is just like
bugs.
Just like ordinary insects. He is also living in Chitai. He is enjoying in his own capacity, he is enjoying. Vidhi Mahendra is to Kitai. Jatkaranna katak bhaivavata gaurami vastama. It happened so by the little fragmental mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore I am offering my obeisances. Prabhulananda Sarasvati. Vidhanta India Talasa Papatuli Puthatana Sthayate. Vishanpurnam Sukhayat. Vidhimanda Vishakitai. That karan katakha vayavatam tam gauramai vastama. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. A little mercy will render all this. So what he will do now that he has not said?
Well, he just said that I will not follow religion in the traditional sense.
That means another condition. From frying pan to the fire. Dharmena hina pasubhi sama. As soon as you give up, religious principle, you are no better than animals. That means he will manufacture the same disease. I will not follow the traditional. This is their death block. That they always think that I am independent, I can manufacture my way, I can become happy in that way. They are always thinking. And it's in a meeting, hundreds of men clap that he is liberated. Now it is approved. Who is approving? And that is criticized by Bhagavatam. Sabir Brahus Takkari, Sangasuta Purusapus. These applaud, they are animals. And they are applauding another animal, that's a big animal. Savir Brahus Takkharai, Sangstuta, these ordinary persons, they are Pasu, and they are applauding. So the man who is applauded, he is another big Pasu.
Camels, asses.
Savir Brahus Takkharai, Sangstuta, Purusha Pasu.
Just like camel and ass, Ahorupa Mahodhani.
It is very difficult. Harabo Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadhuna. They may speak all these big, big words, and they have no qualification. Only disqualification is that they do not accept God as supreme, and His instruction is.
They may be accepting God as supreme, but of their own imagination.
That is their imagination. God is canvas, yes, I am here. Matta parataram nanya. Why don't you think I am supreme? But this asking will never be. And still they write Gita Prabhachan. Very dangerous. Gita is spoken by God.
Sir, have you read
these essays
on Gita by Aurobindo?
He wanted to prove himself that he is Purushottam.
No, he is not Purushottam. He does not say that. Purushottam is really a reality in true sense and able to be attained.
His disciples say he is more than
disciples. Sangha disciples
are. That means why he has created such nonsense. If his disciple says something wrong, that doesn't mean he is also wrong. These people will never say that our Guru Maharaj is more than Krishna. They are not so nonsense. They will say, my Guru Maharaj is servant of Krishna and I am his servant.